Driver's Legal Plan. The experts in CDL law.
Driver's Legal Plan.
They changed the hours of service.
Keeping you informed and up to date.
Answer to that question.
Driver's Legal Plan.
The laws changed.
Legal help designed by and for truckers.
Driver's Legal Plan.
Here's your host, David Lane.
Well, drivers, we've heard the basics on CSA 2010, but what about the legal side and how this will affect each CDL holder? For that, we go straight to the expert in CDL law, the man himself from Driver's Legal Plan, Jim Klepper. Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year to you guys. 2010 looks like it's going to be lots of fun for all of us.
I don't know if fun's the word I'd use, but it's going to be interesting, right?
It will definitely be interesting with all the changes we got coming toward us. CSA 2010, hours of service, black boxes, body mass index, you name it, they've got it on the plate, and we're going to look at it hard and fast this year.
Boy, it is just going to hit hard, and one reason why we wanted to check in with you from the driver's legal perspective is how this CSA 2010 is really going to affect the driver. Something that's never been done before into this capacity is now a driver is going to have a driver profile, if you
Absolutely.
Will. It's going to track
Absolutely.
Everything that happens.
Well, they're going to have the seven basics, you know, for the driver and for the carrier that are basically the same thing. But for the driver, at this point now, everything that he does, whether it's receive a citation, a warning, go through an inspection, anything that he does is going to show up on his profile and be viewable by his carrier and any potential employer. So can't hide now.
And to set the record straight, there will be no difference between owner-operator and company driver. It's going to be driver.
You're absolutely correct.
And, you know, to me, Jim, this almost seems like Carfax for drivers, if you will.
That's a perfect example because everyone's seen that commercial, show me the Carfax. It's going to be like that for drivers. The carriers I've been speaking with are looking forward to viewing and reviewing their own drivers, potential new hires, to see if they meet their criteria. And this is going to be information that's going to be updated initially monthly, but at some point in the future, very near future, it will be updated daily.
And they're going to be tracking drivers by their CDL number, is that right?
Currently, that's the understanding, is that will be the driver's ID in the system, and I think that's what they're going to continue to stick with.
Well, I guess if that's the case, then the onboard recorder is inevitable, right?
Oh, yes. That's a requirement that the administration has put on FMCSA, along with the hours of service review this coming year. So what we got to figure out and what they're going to determine is every truck in the country going to have them at the same time? Or are they going to go with the pick out the bad guys and make them do it first? Pick out the big companies, make them do it first and work the way down? That's not settled, but what is settled is before long, within the next 12 to 18 months, I expect there to be a rule stating that the electronic onboard recorders, black boxes, will be mandatory.
So the focus on driver enforcement, obviously driving while disqualified, driving without a valid commercial driver's license, making a false entry on a medical certificate, is this going to get into maybe closer watch on BMI or sleep apnea?
Oh, you know it is. Basically what we're looking at is the end of the fat trucker. And I say that because I'm a fat guy myself, but when your body mass index reaches whatever the government sets, whether you have sleep apnea or not, I suspect they're going to disqualify you just because you may have it.
Wow. It's going to get interesting. I know that there, again, the things that the driver can handle, which are, you know, hours of service violations, making sure, you know, your logbook is correct, but holding both the motor carrier and the driver responsible for safety and performance, there's no hiding anymore.
When they flip the button to turn on CSA 2010, then all the information that they have will be downloaded into your profile at that time. Every warning ticket you received, every inspection you've gone through, every ticket that you've gotten, every conviction that you've received, it's all going to be there for everyone to see. And the driver says, well, if everything's going to be there, what good does it do to fight? Well, my response is, because they're going to show what tickets you received, and they're going to show your convictions. And if you get something dismissed, if you get something reduced or amended, then your driver profile is improved as opposed to a conviction. We're going to be looking at two things. One of the things that the drivers will be facing is there's going to be more and more roadside inspections because that's what the government's going to be focusing on initially as they build their database on the carriers and which ones they feel are iffy or dangerous to be on the public highways.
Hey, bottom line, just do it right, man. That's all
do
we can say.
Right.
Do it right from the first
start.
Do
it right, and, you know, unfortunately, even if you do it right, you're still going to be receive that citation that you did not deserve. If it was another vehicle, they're going to tag you, and you've got to fight it. So, and how do I know that? It's because it happens all the time.
If a trucking company has bad equipment, the driver's going to get something too. How does the driver fight against that?
Well, it's going to be awful difficult for him to prove that the brakes were out of adjustment or were not out of adjustment, or the tires were or were not adequately tread, or, you know, some air hose was damaged or chafed or anything like that, or lights were out. It's going to be up to the driver. And listen, CDL drivers, if the company gives you a vehicle that does not pass inspection, it's going to be on you now. Don't take it. Go back to maintenance, have them fix the lights, fix the brakes. It's really going to hurt you as a driver in the long run if you accept faulty equipment.
Absolutely, and taking a few extra seconds now is going to mean maybe something that could affect you for 2 or 3 years down the road.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And whenever they get the black boxes, it's going to be even more electronic information will pass between the government and the truck. So once they get the electronic onboard recorders and their ability to communicate with the weigh stations, and just like pre-pass as they go by, they'll know whether that DOT member needs to come in or not. If you've got 50 bad trucks and 50 good ones, they're going to pull in all 100 to be inspected.
Well, Jim Klepper, Driver's Legal Plan, I know we're going to be chatting here in a couple more months as we get maybe a little closer to that start line, if you will. But thanks again for your time and your information, and Happy New Year, and we'll chat again, I'm sure, in a few more months.
Well, Happy New Year to you and all the drivers, and everybody drive safe and be careful in this coming year.